الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أنت مع من أحببت، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Most honorable, respected brothers and elders in Islam, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were the true and ardent lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were the sincere and committed companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who were hand selected and picked from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they had the highest level of regard and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were totally sincere. Each Sahabi is a guiding star. And he had the highest level of love and regard for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The moment he set eyes on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he accepted Islam, he was prepared to sacrifice everything for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And history bears testimony to the fact that Sahaba radiallahu anhum sacrificed everything for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were totally sincere and they had the highest level of love and regard for Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hence Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أصحابي كالنجوم فبأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم. That my Sahaba are like guiding stars. My Sahaba are like guiding stars. Whichever of them you choose to follow, you will be rightly guided. Each Sahabi, this shows the amount of trust and confidence that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has in his Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And everything that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said was nothing but wahi. In huwa illa wahyu yuha. It is only but wahi from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying these words of trust and confidence in his Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that they are like guiding stars. Whichever of them we follow, we will be rightly guided. This also shows the marvelous leadership of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that each and every of each Sahabi became a shining star. It shows what a leader Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. That there never existed in the world a leader like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there will never exist a leader of that caliber like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there never existed companions the likes of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and they will never exist companions of a leader, of a king like the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. When the kafir of the time and the enemy of the time is forced to testify and is forced to acknowledge that these people, these companions are totally unique, they are totally different, they are totally loyal, they are totally committed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's a kafir of the time, he's an enemy, but he is testifying. Then how do we deny that Sahaba radiallahu anhum were true and they were sincere? We can never deny. Urwa bin Mas'ud al-Thaqafi radiallahu an, at the time of Sulh Hudaybiyah in 6 AH, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the intention to perform Umrah and the Kufar had stopped him at Hudaybiyah, and now there was communication and conversation between the Kufar and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they sent many envoys, messengers, to come and speak to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to discuss the way forward, and the treaty was signed there, known as Sulh Hudaybiyah. So one of the envoys, who was a very intelligent person and regarded as a very high caliber of a person, very respected, very well traveled, experienced person amongst the ranks of the Quraysh, Urwa bin Mas'ud al-Thaqafi. He was sent to come and discuss with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he came and he started discussing with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a lengthy incident. You must try and study this in the books of history. In the books of Sirat, you will find this incident where he came to discuss with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he observed the mannerisms of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. He noted how they were carrying themselves out, what they were doing, and he was very astonished, he was very shocked. So he went back to his friends, his colleagues, the Quraysh, and he now narrated the incident to them. And he said that I am very well traveled, and I'm talking from a point of experience, that I have been to different kings, and I've been to different countries. I've went to Persia, I've went to Rome, I've went to Abyssinia, and I have seen those kings, and I have seen their colleagues, their subordinates. And then he said, Wallahi in ra'itu malikan qattu yu'azzimuhu ashabuhu ma yu'azzimu ashabu Muhammadin Muhammada. Said, by the qasam of Allah, I have never seen a king whose subordinates, whose companions revere him and respect him like how the Sahaba radiallahu anhum revere and respect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was a kafir of the time. He was an enemy of the time. He was amongst the people who stopped Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from entering Makkah Mukarramah. And these words are coming out from the horse's mouth himself. That he was there, he saw how Sahaba radiallahu anhum interacted. Then he goes on to explain that the Sahaba was such that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would talk, then there was utter silence, there was pin drop silence in their ranks. They would listen attentively to what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying. If he had to give a command, then they would rush to obey that command and fulfill that command and instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he would make wudu from a container, then as though a fight was going to break out for the leftover water of the wudu of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba knew the barakat and the blessings in that water that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made wudu from. If he had to take out saliva and spit to one side, that spit wouldn't even reach the floor. Somebody was there to grab it in his hands and rub it over his face and his body for the blessings of that mubarak saliva of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he explained this to the kuffar and the Quraysh. It came out from the horse's mouth. They had such level of love and respect and loyalty and commitment to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this was the general environment and atmosphere among Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Another kafir who also testified in the same manner was Abu Sufyan bin Harb radiallahu anhu. When Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu anhu was taken as captive in a very tragic incident that had taken place in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the sirat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was deceived, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were deceived, and some Sahaba radiallahu anhum were killed, and some were taken as captives. Amongst those who were taken as captives was Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu anhu. Also a marvelous incident in the rich history of Islam, something for us to read and read to our children also, so that the love of Sahaba radiallahu anhum is developed in our hearts and in the hearts of our children. So he was taken as captive, and a person by the name of Safwan bin Umayyah, he bought Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu anhu, and he wanted to kill him to avenge the death of his father Umayyah bin Khalaf, who was killed in Badr. And now he stayed as a captive in their ranks. And while he was there in captivity, then the lady was forced to even confess and say that I have never seen a captive the likes of Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu anhu. That at one moment in time he even had the opportunity to kill a child. He had the opportunity to kill a child with a blade in his hand, but he let that child go. Sahaba, they were not. A mu'min is not a person who just does anything freely. And he displayed that level of character. A very marvelous incident for us to read. Anyway, it came to the point now where they decided to send him out of Makkah and kill him and crucify him. So they sent him to the place called Tan'im, and now he is there waiting to be killed. And Abu Sufyan bin Harb was amongst those who were present there. And now he addresses Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu anhu. Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu anhu is now just about to be killed. He's about to lose his life. We can imagine what will be the state of our mind if we know that we are going to be killed now. We're going to be prosecuted. But Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu anhu is totally calm. His heart was attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Abu Sufyan bin Harb, who's a kafir of the time, he addresses him at this moment in time and he tells him, wouldn't you love that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Muhammad be in your place and today you be at home safe and sound and comfortable with your family? He poses this question to him. And he was shocked with the reply that Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu anhu gave. Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu anhu, a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the fervor of love in his heart, he answered and he said, what are you talking about, Muhammad being in my place? I wouldn't be happy if a thorn is pricking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I am sitting at home comfortably with my family. Even that too I will not tolerate. I will not be happy with that. What are you talking about, Muhammad being crucified in my place? Abu Sufyan is shocked at the reply of Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu anhu. Such love and such loyalty. Where is this coming from? And he also said, مَا رَأَيْتُ مِنَ النَّاسِ أَحَدًا يُحِبُّ أَحَدًا كَحُبِّ أَصْحَابِ مُحَمَّدٍ مُحَمَّدًا. That I have never seen any person love someone like how the Sahaba radiallahu anhum loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They had the highest level of regard, the highest level of love and respect for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were nowhere close to the traits of disloyalty. They were nowhere close to the traits of deception and lies and hypocrisy. This was not the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The love for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and respect for Sahaba radiallahu anhum is a fundamental pillar in our religion. It's a fundamental pillar of our deen. That in our entire deeni structures rely on the love and respect and trust in the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The moment that we lose this respect and trust in Sahaba radiallahu anhum, our deen will crumble. We will have no credibility in our deen left. If we have to say that Sahaba radiallahu anhum, na'udhu billah, is some deviant sex claim, that Sahaba radiallahu anhum were deviant, they were disloyal and they were hypocrites. As soon as Rasulullah SAW passed away, they deviated, they became misguided, they became murtad, na'udhu billah. If we have to make statements like this, our entire deen will crumble. That person's iman is at risk. His iman is on the waters. He's in danger. For a person to have these types of beliefs in his heart and his mind, millions of ahadith will become redundant. There will be no credibility in millions of ahadith if we take the Sahaba radiallahu anhum out of the equation. Our entire deen is based on hadith and Quran. Our entire Quran will become non-credible because the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were the direct students of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They preserved the Quran Sharif in their hearts. They were responsible for preserving the Quran Sharif, for noting down the Quran Sharif and passing it on to the Ummah. So it is a fundamental pillar of our deen to have the highest level of regard and respect and love for each and every Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is something that we have to work on. And we have to work on building this love within our children. Read about the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to our children daily. Read these books of Fazail-e-A'mal. Read the section on the stories of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And this will grow that love and the true respect of Sahaba radiallahu anhum within our hearts from reliable sources. With non-adulterated chain of transmission coming to us directly, that these are the incidents that took place within the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So many incidents. Time does not permit to go into any incidents. So many incidents. Displaying the trust, displaying that love, that level of sacrifice in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the journey of Hijrat. He was selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be this companion. He was so happy when he was selected for this great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he began crying out of happiness. That Aisha radiallahu anha mentions and says that I didn't know somebody can cry out of happiness until I saw my father crying out of happiness on this occasion. That he was so appreciative that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed him and Allah ta'ala chose him for this great opportunity in deen. We learn from here that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses a person with some tawfiq and blesses a person with something in deen, then he must be appreciative to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should not become proud and haughty and think high of himself and think anything of himself and look down upon other people. Rather, he should be appreciative to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves the person who is appreciative, and Allah grants more to the person who is appreciative. And one who is ungrateful, and he believes himself to be something, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like this person. This person becomes deprived. So now the environment is hostile. There's a reward attached to the head of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 100 camels. Everybody is in search of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah is a protector. Allah protected his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they are going on their horses. They are moving towards Medina Munawwara. And Suraqa bin Malik, he too accepted Islam later on. He comes right close until he comes 2 or 3 spear lengths away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu starts to cry. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him, why are you crying? So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu spontaneously responds. Now he's worried. And he says, Wallahi ma ala nafsi abki walakin abki alayk. He said, by the qasam of Allah, I'm not crying upon my own life. I'm not crying upon myself. But I am worried about your life. What was he saying? He's saying that my life can go. I'm prepared to sacrifice my life, but no harm must come to you, O Nabi of Allah. These words can only come out of complete sincerity and love. When that love is for that person with total sincerity, then only these words can come out. Umar radiallahu anhu, on one occasion, he's walking with Abbas radiallahu anhu, and he freed him of captivity. So he's walking with him, and he tells Abbas, "Oh Abbas, accept Islam." At that time, Abbas radiallahu anhu was not a believer. He's telling Abbas radiallahu anhu, "Oh Abbas, accept Islam. By the Qasam of Allah, your Islam is more beloved to me than the Islam of my own father. If you accept Islam, it's more beloved to me than the Islam of my own father, because I have seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam anxious for your Islam." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was anxious for the Islam of his uncle Abbas radiallahu anhu. So this became something beloved to Umar radiallahu anhu. The incidents are numerous. We cannot cover those incidents. But they were the true lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hence Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in a hadith that fear Allah with regards to my Sahaba. And we hear this from the mimbar every week. Allah, Allah fi ashabi. La tattakhiduhum gharadan min ba'di. That fear Allah with regards to my Sahaba. We need to be careful where we take our ideologies from, where we take our deen from, who we're taking our deen from. Sometimes poison is wrapped in a very glittery outer, and we can be taken away. Therefore, our ulama say, read the author before you read the book. Read about the author before you read about the book. Don't just pick up any book and just start reading that book. Read about the author. Where is the author coming from? What is his credentials? What is his school of thought? Sometimes we will find that a person who is writing a book on the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, his teachers are non-Muslims. He comes from that school of thought and he's writing about the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The entire book is in praise of one Sahabi, and there's one line where the poison line is there. And that attacks a person's iman directly. It attacks his very core fundamentals of his belief. And now he's standing in front of Umar radiallahu anhu, and a person narrated his story. And these lines are now playing in his mind. How could Umar radiallahu anhu do this? So a person needs to be careful where he takes his information from. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fear Allah with regards to my Sahaba. Because the love of Sahaba radiallahu anhum is the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is the direct love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. من أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. That the person who loves the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, then it is because of the love that he has for me that he loves the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And that person who hates the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, he has some hatred, some reservation against the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, then it is a direct hatred for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a direct hatred and reservation against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person holds this against any Sahabi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. If you want to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the successful group of Sahaba radiallahu anhum on the day of Qiyamah, then we need to instill the love of Sahaba radiallahu anhum and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our heart, because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Anta ma'a man ahbabt. That you will be with the person whom you love. Anta ma'a man ahbabt. You will be with the person whom you love on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and grant us the true understanding and save us from all the fitnas of the time. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.